And while we're talking about drones, after the U.S. Used drone strikes in Yemen to kill American-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, Senator Rand Paul asked whether the U.S. would one day use armed drones on American soil. A recent Department of Justice Inspector General report found that the government is not using armed drones in the U.S. at all, but the FBI is using unarmed drones for surveillance, and other law enforcement agencies plan to follow suit. That does not sit well with the people in the small town of Deer Trail, Colorado. They want to allow people to shoot the drones down. Deer Trail resident Philip Steele drafted an ordinance to issue drone hunting licenses for $25.
It's not just government spying on American citizens. It's not paranoia. Corporations want to gather real-time marketing data. This is a very profitable business. This is going to explode. You want to sell your house? Hey, guess what? The buyer's realtor will be able to get video from a drone as far as type of neighbors you have.
The town board in Deer Trail decided to send the issue to voters who are expected to vote in December. Philip Steele told us if Deer Trail won't allow drone hunting, he'll find a place that will.
I think it's going to be a close race. If it is not adopted, then I will just go to another town. And that town will adopt it. I'll do the same initiative in another town.
Town Hall in Deer Trail has already received about 1,000 checks for drone hunting licenses, according to the Denver Post. But the FAA warns that shooting down a drone could result in criminal charges.